Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. So happy to have you along. Hope you're having an outstanding week and things are going great for you. Got a lot to talk about on the show today. I do have some challenging information that I have to pass along to our flagship station. WQME 987 The Song has made a decision to change their format. So at the end of this year, apparently, after 10 years, my show will no longer be able to be heard on the station. We'll figure out what happens, and it's certainly not my choice. I love the people that are there. I love the market that's there. They're just going in a different direction. So I want to remind you, you can always find our program on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. You can find it where it goes automatically to your cell phone device off of iTunes. We turn the radio show into a weekly podcast, Consider This with Big Joe Clark. We're going to spend more time doing that. And of course, there's a whole host of other stations that are out there now. They syndicated the show a couple months ago. So we're in 15 different states and in different places. But we have certainly enjoyed our time with 987 The Song. I think I'm probably, though, one of the longest-standing people that have been involved in the station now, and so it's really kind of a sad change that's taking place. Being able to educate and communicate people with people about what's going on about their money has been one of my driving forces. People call me a financial pastor. We care about you understanding about charitable gifting and about how money works. So it's always frustrating when changes are made that are beyond your control. But they do happen, and that's part of the deal. And from a financial planning standpoint, you know we talk about the five critical elements, your life after work, the tax plan, the investment playbook, life happens, and the estate planning. And life happens are those things that sometimes, good, bad, and ugly, you just can't necessarily control on your own. They're things that pop up that we just have to deal with. And like I said, some of them are great things, you know, people getting married, having babies, buying their first home. Some of them are great. Some of them are not so great. And those are the ones that you really have to be prepared for. Of those five critical elements, all things can really throw you off your game or drive you in a different direction. And, you know, we've built our practice to a large degree around educating people about finances, about their money. We've done that on this show. And so it's going to be a big change for the Financial Enhancement Group, but it's not going to be a big change for you. Remember, you can go to iTunes, Consider This with Big Joe Clark, and of course on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. We've got a great show for you. Sherry and I are ready to roll. Hope you're having an outstanding week, getting ready for the wonderful Christmas season. We look forward to talking to you about a whole a lot of things, but we'll take a break in the meantime. Be right back. Don't forget to email me, Consider This at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
So happy to have you along. Hope your day is outstanding. Mm-hmm. Hard for me to imagine that it is December already.
For sure.
The year is coming to an end. We're going to talk a lot today about the tax code, obviously. Things that are going to have to be done very, very quickly. Last time we changed the tax code was 1986. It was the beginning of my career. Lots of things that are going on. But today we have a special segment from a friend of mine up in Chicago. So here's the deal. Y'all know about the five critical elements. We've talked about this many, many, many times. So you've got your life after work, which some people call retirement, the tax planning, the investment playbook, life happens. Mm-hmm. But the legacy plan is also out there. And some people call it estate planning. It's a documents. It's how you want things done. But I just want to give you good insight into how to think and to feel about how the legacy plan works. So we've got Jennifer Quigley with us today. She's an estate planning attorney. And I can't even pronounce your middle name, Jennifer, so you're going to have to do that. Is it Goodman?
Yes, sir. It's Gimo.
There you go.
See? Wow. Is that Italian?
It's a beautiful Gimo. Italian name.
Wow.
French, actually. But French. Yes,
well, I like Italian better, so we're going to go there. Anyhow, we're welcome to the show. This is your first time. We don't, you know, those of you who listen to the show a lot know that I don't let many people come on the show. That is not the intent. But Jennifer impressed me, and I think she's going to impress you as well. So we're going to talk a little bit today in a couple different segments of the show. One is going to be about the pitfalls of do-it-yourself estate planning. I don't see a lot of that anymore. But it still happens. And
the do-it-yourself stuff?
The do-it-yourself stuff. But it is still very dangerous, Jennifer. Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and give us a rundown of what you see in your practice?
Sure. And I will say, in my practice, I feel like in the last few years, there has been an increase in clients coming into my office with their do-it-yourself estate plan in hand and wanting me to review it for them to let them know if there are any issues. And in each and every of those cases, I've found issues with those plans.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we're talking about just some sort of high-level issues that I've seen with the plans themselves, I think one major downfall is the lack of flexibility that these plans have. You know, each client's needs are very unique. And these software programs that they're using to do their plans are really limited by the programmer. You know, so they have, you know, their unique set of circumstances, but there is just, you know, a given set of questions and answers for them to give. And so they don't have anyone looking at their estate plan in a global sense and giving them, you know, some global advice. They have just, you know, they're very limited by the questions that they are posed by these programs.
Right, the box.
And the answers that they give.
Yeah, the box. So first and foremost, right. Jennifer and I would both tell you, we are not trying to give you estate planning advice on the show. This is not, it's not an idea of taking what we talk about here and going and putting it into work. What we try to do, just like I do with the rest of the show, is try to give you ideas and things that you need to consider and make you aware of challenges that are there. And one of the things that I try to point out to the families that I see, Jennifer, when they come in to see me, everybody wants to talk about an estate plan in terms of where the money goes when they're dead. I try to remind people that 10% of us die, 90% of us fade right. away, right? And so the document really needs to take care of us, not just our kids, not just our spouses. Right. It needs to take care of us as well. So when I look at the do-it-yourself stuff, it really becomes problematic from that side. But what are some things that people should be looking at in their plans to know, to be aware that they have a weakness?
Well, you know, I think again, you know, I think it's difficult for someone to identify within their own plan what could be wrong, because that's why attorneys go to law school. You know, we learn what the law is, we learn how to appropriately execute these documents with all the right language, with all the right bells and whistles, executing it with all the requisite formalities. So for someone to look at their own plan and try to identify any red flags, it is asking a lot. Yeah. So I would say, you know, if you have a do-it-yourself plan and you've put it together and you're not sure if it's good or not, seek out local counsel. Someone in the state in which you reside should be an attorney who's licensed and who practices in the area of state planning should take a look at it and review that for you and let you know if there are any issues with it. And if there are, then, you know, perhaps getting it redone with the attorney might be a really good first step.
Yeah, it's I used to tell people at Purdue when I taught that, you know, it's a double curse of knowledge. You know, I don't know what I don't know, but I also don't know what the other person on the other side of the table doesn't know either. And when you're doing your own estate planning, it's very, very difficult to know what you don't know.
So, Jennifer, I have a question. Do you find that the laws that go around estate planning change often, that people would not even know about those on their own?
You know, that's a really great question. So there are both state and federal laws that affect estate planning. And from state to state, yeah, laws can definitely change, and certainly at the federal level as well. When those changes come, we just, you know, it's hard to predict. I wouldn't say necessarily that it happens really frequently, but it happens enough that having an estate planning attorney, at least in your Rolodex, you know, to reach out to say, hey, I heard this on the news. Is this going to affect my plan?
Right.
You know, a lot of practitioners I know actually send out sort of communications on an annual basis, asking their clients to come in and talk to them if any number of things have changed for that client, or to advise them of a new law and to let them know to come in and change their plan. So to not have that resource at you know, available as a client because you use the software program, that's a major disadvantage.
Right.
Yeah. We're talking to Jennifer Quigley up out of Chicago. She's an estate planning attorney. Jennifer, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, they can either call into the office at our main line, which is 312-754-1319, or they can certainly send me an email, and that email address is Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, at gqlawoffice.com.
Yeah, and she actually responds to her email. You know, it's
old school.
Anybody who knows me knows that we have a 24-hour communication rule with our with the families that we take care of. And you know, if you've listened to the show for the last 3, 4, 10, 20 years, I think Jennifer's the fifth person I've let be on the show. And it's, you know, I like people who actually respond to their emails. And and Jennifer, you said something that I would argue with a little bit, that the rules don't change a lot. You know, so we're here in Indiana, and I will tell you that in Indiana, over the last 3 years, we've eliminated the inheritance tax. That is a major, major issue. The second thing did was allowed trust protectors to be put into the trust so that we are able to decant. We're able to fire corporate trustees that are misbehaving, which we all know occurs. And the third thing, and it's a big issue, you can, from a standpoint of a TOD or POD, transfer on death or payable on death or beneficiary designations, the best way to look at it, we can actually put our homes in a cycle so that we can keep them out of probate, even if we don't use a trust. So there have been three major changes that I think impact a lot of people here.
Okay, yeah. So it is very state specific, and having that local counsel in the state in which you reside is so important to know what those changes are
Absolutely.
On an ongoing basis. Absolutely.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about special needs trust. That's one of the reasons I have Jennifer on here today. If you got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We will take a break and be back in a flash.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we have Jennifer Quigley along with us. She's an estate planning attorney up out of the Windy City.
Yeah. I wonder how windy it is today, though. It's nice
it's
weather in the middle.
It's windy in Chicago.
Well,
it's the politicians breathing. Right, come on. This has nothing to do with airflow coming off Lake Michigan.
I see.
It is. Anyhow, Jennifer, I appreciate you being on the show today. We do our best here to try to teach people to better understand their money and their needs. One of the challenges, and I don't know, maybe we're just more aware of it. I don't know. But one of the things that we see is a lot more special needs issues that are arising, whether it be autism or other issues that are coming out of kids. So why don't you tell us what a special needs trust is and what we should be considering?
Sure. So a special needs trust can be pretty much summed up as a special type of trust that's established either by a third party or by a disabled individual with a disabled individual's own funds. And what this trust does is it enables the beneficiary to receive government benefits, such as Medicaid, and still have their supplemental needs met from the assets of the trust. Hmm. And so when applying for something like Medicaid, applicants need to disclose all of their assets. And so, you know, if their assets reach a certain threshold, they won't qualify. However, having money in a special needs trust will not disqualify them from qualifying for those Medicaid or other government benefits based on their disability. And these kinds of types of trusts can also be referred to as supplemental needs trusts.
So why is it that it keeps them from still getting the benefit?
Well, so what the special needs trust does is it will house assets either funded by that disabled individual or by a third party, maybe a family member on their behalf. And what happens is the trustee is someone that is not the disabled party. So it's someone else. It's an outside third party. And that person administers this trust in such a way as to not provide for the needs that are already being provided for by these government benefits. So an example of some supplemental needs that a trust such as this could cover would be things like equipment that's not covered by current benefits being received, travel, classes, enrichment activities and hobbies, and other entertainment type items. This is just a list of some things that could be covered by a special needs trust.
So by design, it's anything that you don't have to have, right?
Correct.
That's pretty much the best way to think about them if you're going to do a special needs trust. It's you cannot provide anything that they have to have. It's the extras in life.
I see.
That's right. Because, you know, the key here is not to just qualify that beneficiary from their government benefits. And if payouts are paying for things such as needs that are already being covered by a government benefit, then that could disqualify that beneficiary. So it's a very technical type of trusteeship, and a lot of times these trustees our corporate trustees, you know, entities and companies, corporations that do this routinely, and they know the rules and they know how to make sure that that disabled individual does not get disqualified from their benefits.
So I have never heard of this kind of trust before. Is this like a new thing? Are a lot of people taking advantage of it? I mean,
it's not advantage of it.
I don't mean in a bad way.
It's not new. Mm-hmm. I think what's happening, Sherry, is there are just more and more people who have a need.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I made it 40 years before I heard the word autism, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have two or three kids in our family that are,
sure,
have autistic, you know, trends
on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's a serious issue, but the bottom line is when people do their trust, Jennifer, when, you know, you and I are both trust proponents. I've yet to find anybody other than an attorney who makes money off probate convince me that a trust is not a good idea.
I
don't have anybody in my family that is receiving a benefit from me when God calls me home that is autistic or has this quote unquote special need. I still have a clause in my trust that says, mm-hmm, should one of my beneficiaries qualify for...
Do you really?
Absolutely, I
wow.
do. Why wouldn't I?
Well, no, why right? wouldn't you? I'm just saying, I had not heard of it before.
And so it's something that needs to be there. And again, you know, Jennifer, our last segment was talking about do-it-yourself investment planning or estate planning and the problems, the pitfalls. You know, that's one of them. I don't think most people consider that.
Hmm. What's the qualification how do you qualify that as this, that someone needs to be designated as a special needs?
Go ahead, Jennifer. You take that.
You know, I think that is such a great point, and it's really it goes back to what we were talking about earlier about having an attorney assisting with estate planning instead of a do-it-yourself software package. You know, asking the question, you know, does anyone in the family have special needs that might be a beneficiary of this trust, or is there potential, or even if there's no potential, you put the clause in, and so you can have, you know, sort of that springing clause if there is a beneficiary who doesn't have any special needs or issues now, but down the road it's discovered or it happens. And in that event, if they were to receive an outright inheritance, that would disqualify them from receiving government benefits potentially. So having that clause in your trust is so smart. It could remain dormant and never be in effect at any time, or it could spring into being in effect if there is a beneficiary who later on down the road does have a special need. And I do know that, you know, that's a widely accepted practice for estate planning attorneys to go ahead and plan for that and put those clauses in trust planning. And I wholeheartedly agree with that.
You must be smarter in Chicago, Jennifer, because I'm the only one other than attorneys that I have told to put that into trust. I have never seen that in a trust.
Oh, wow.
I have seven.
I thought it was customary.
No.
I have
seven things in my trust that will hopefully remain dormant. The advantage, and you'll get a kick out of this. I was one of my families was told that I was a TV personality and really didn't know anything about estate planning last week.
Whoa.
By an attorney who wanted to charge $30,000. So get a load of this. They had they had an annuity, which has a beneficiary designation. They had a joint bank account. $2.2 million, and they had a $300,000 home. That was the only thing that was going to go through probate, and they wanted to charge $30,000 to be able to probate the estate. And I'm a TV personality. What do I know?
Wow.
Anyhow, I was majorly offended. If I could transfer the home on my own as a non-attorney, I would do it for free just to stick a needle in their eye. But that's me. Jennifer, what should people be? How do you pick an estate planning attorney? I mean, I know what I would be looking for, but again, I've done this for 30 years.
Sure.
How do I find you? What would I do?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, first things first, where do you live? If you know, look, you know, within the jurisdiction in which you live, because estate plans and the laws about drafting and executing documents vary by state. You're going to want to look for someone local in the state in which you reside, and someone who, you know, does estate planning as a large portion of their practice. I certainly think it's better to have someone who focuses on it, you know, as opposed to someone who does many other different areas of law, because there are enough things that change and there are enough things that need to be kept up with as an estate planning attorney, that it's important that it's a major focus of that practitioner's practice.
I would agree.
And it comes down to personality. You know, pick someone who you gel with and who has good communication style. Right. You know, I think that's a large part of it as well.
We got to take a break, Jennifer. We're going to come back. We're going to do one more of these. If you got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453. 253.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. And Jennifer, I know you've got to... We're talking to Jennifer Quigley, by the way, an estate planning attorney out of Chicago that I am impressed with and enjoy the conversation. And Jennifer, I know you have court, so when you have to go, you just let me know. But I want you to when I taught at Purdue, my students would ask, "How do you find a new client?" And at the Financial Enhancement Group, we don't call them clients; we refer to them as family.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, it used to take four things. You find somebody that you like and trust. And because of Madoff, because of Shrinker jumping out of a perfectly good airplane in Florida, the other three no longer matter.
Mm-hmm.
But the other three really are in my business. The first one is, do you like and trust them? They've got to relate to you. The second one is, do you think they know what they're talking about? The third is, do you understand their process? And the fourth is, do you need their process? So... here I am, and you know, the estate planning is one of those things, sadly enough, that I think people do once in their life, right? It's one of those things that they think they can be done and check off. If you knew the number of wills or trusts that I've seen that were written in the 1990s, it would probably shock you.
That are still in effect, that are still
They're still out there.
They're still out there,
But I mean, so many rules have changed. But Jennifer, so I grab a phone book, and I decide that I want to get some estate planning done. How do I find you? What questions should I be asking? And I think you hit a big one when you said somebody who spends the majority of their time inside of the estate planning part of their practice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If somebody, and this is an unpaid endorsement of you, but if somebody does a divorce at 10, a lawsuit at noon, a DUI at 3, and tries to write your trust at 4, you got the wrong person.
Right. Yeah.
Right, right. Right. You know, there are many ways that, you know, clients can start the process of looking for and interviewing estate planning attorneys. And I say interview and I say plural attorneys because I think it's important to talk to at least a couple different attorneys. You know, there can be major differences in recommendations, in pricing, in personality, in how they operate, in the process. So it's good to get a couple of attorneys, interview with them and see how they work. But, you know, I think one really crucial step, Joe, is that, you know, if the client already has a trusted advisor, whether it be a financial advisor, an accountant, someone they work with, that would be a good first step. You know, ask them, you know, do you have anyone that you've worked with? Can you let us know if there's anyone that you would recommend? I think that's a really, really good first start because going out into the world of the internet and just doing, you know, blanket searches, you just don't know exactly who you're getting that way. And I think, you know, it can be a real help to reach out to a trusted advisor who you've already worked with and already have a trusted relationship with and maybe ask if they've got anyone that they know or can recommend. You know, the other thing is to ask family members who've had their planning done, who are happy with the services, close friends. You know, I think that's always a really good start before just doing, you know, a general search on the internet.
Okay, that's fair enough. But here, so Jennifer, I started when I was 21 in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And my only way to really grow was to know more than anybody else in the room. I spent a lot of time figuring out how to get smart. And I didn't, you know, not many people came to me because at Rotary and everywhere else, they knew the attorney next to them. Right. Mm-hmm. They felt comfortable with this person or that person because they'd been in the community for 20 years, not because they were necessarily competent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you're going to go that route, here's what I would say. And here's what I do when a new attorney comes to me and says, Joe, I want to work with your families. I want 10 families where somebody has died. I don't want to know about your document. I want to know what happened after they were gone, because what happens is the majority of time, in my opinion, what I have seen is that people find people that they know at church or that they know from the country club or they know from Rotary or some other civic organization, and they seem to be good people. But the problem is competency is not limited to good people. You know, there was a doc in town that when my mom needed surgery, you know, one of my other docs said, if he can't do it, get her out of town. You know, and he was a jerk. He knew what he did. He knew what he was doing with a scalpel in his hand. And so I don't think this can be just personality based. You obviously want to deal with somebody that like and trust. But competency is key. Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're right. I mean, it's not always easy to identify whether that attorney is really good at what they do, or maybe they've just been doing it forever and everyone uses that attorney, and so that's why that they're recommended. But I think you hit it on the head. Do they also, just to add to it, do they also administer the estates that they draft? So I know some attorneys just do the drafting piece, and then when it needs to be probated, or hopefully not probated because trust planning is avoiding the whole probate process, right?
Yep.
But the administration of the trust and or the estate, who's doing that? Is it a totally other firm? So they never see the back end of their drafting. They never get to see whether it works or not. Or are they the ones that are administering these plans? And I think if you have an attorney who's doing everything for that family and sees how their drafting is working on the back end, that's an amazing testament to whether or not their plans work, right? You know, it's not tested until, unfortunately, the client becomes disabled or dies. So you're right. You're absolutely right. But that seeing it on the back end is so important.
It's just, and you would be, I mean, you wouldn't be, Jennifer. I'm sure you've seen it. But the majority of us that I see that have estate plans. So when somebody comes to me to do legacy planning work, it's generally because something happened to somebody else near and dear to them. They lost a parent, they lost a sibling.
Something triggers it, so like that.
There's a triggering event.
Yep.
And the majority of people who come to see me have never gone through the process of what, Jennifer, you just called administrating or administering. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of documents, and you know, it's the strength of being, you know, we take care of 800 families plus in 31 states. I've read a lot of trusts from a lot of different attorneys, and you know, I can't practice law. I can't tell you what's wrong with it. I'm not supposed to tell you what's wrong with it. I will just tell you that there are in many cases things that are missing, in my opinion. So, Jennifer, give us, we're about out of time. Go ahead and give us the way to get a hold of you again so we can have another great conversation.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, so I can be reached either at my main line here at the Chicago office, 312-754-1319, or email, which is Jennifer, that's Jennifer, at GQ Law Office. And I will just say, you know, all of what we've been discussing is just, you know, general and should be, you know, just used as general guidance instead of, you know, legal advice. And any listeners who have specific needs for legal advice should consult with an attorney of their own.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And an attorney in your own state. I mean, there's no, we try to use this show to bring up things that you need to consider. Not, you know, it's just as simple as I know how to put it. This is not specific. Do not self-medicate. It is a dangerous, dangerous world out there. We just want to bring to your attention things that you need to be aware of. So, hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Contos. Jennifer, we greatly appreciate you taking time to be on the show. Hope everything in court goes well for you this morning.
Thank you.
You got a question or comment, shoot us an email, consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Cantos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
It is the Sherry segment.
My favorite.
I have no idea what she's going to... She was talking about Google and Hummingbird and all these other...
Yeah.
All right.
So... Well, yeah. So I do Google a lot of things for this show, Joe. Lots of prep. I really work at this hard. Mm. So I get fed stories because of the algorithms that are in Google. And this one caught my attention for two reasons. I do have people ask me... about getting in contact with you and having advice, and they're you know, for whatever reason, reticent to do that. They're afraid they're not going to have their stuff together. One of the questions they ask me is, how much money do I need to have to actually seek professional advice to have my money taken care of? So that's, you know, put that to the side. How much do I have to seek professional advice? But the other question is, how much do I really have to retire? And that this is what I know that's not an answer that you can just come up with a dollar figure for, but I came across an article that said $1 million retirement nest egg isn't enough anymore. And I want to just probe that a little bit because people get stuck on numbers. And I know that's your pet peeve. They look at the bottom of the statement. They see what that number says. But in thinking through when do I get professional advice, the other question is, when do I have enough? When am I okay? When can I start relaxing about the whole retirement thing? So first, to the point of having professional advice, but what I really want to talk about is, when do I have enough? Do you have a minimum in your head that people, when they can do it on their own and when they actually need to have someone help them?
I will tell you that we do not have a minimum, because my mother would spank me if I treated people differently over money.
Yep.
My 10 largest families have lots of zeros, and they know that by paying me, that it provides us the ability to be able to take care of people who wouldn't normally be able to see
someone like you.
So if you have more than $50,000 and you own a mutual fund, in my opinion, somebody has led you astray. Could have been yourself, could have been the herd mentality world that we live in because everybody else does it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's okay. Your 401k has got mutual funds. You know, I have 24 people on my team, and our 401k is exchange traded funds, and we manage $300+ million for people. There's a reason it's in ETFs.
Hmm.
It's my money. It's their money. It's, if you own more than 50 grand and it's not, and it's in mutual funds, somebody has sold you a bill of goods that you should run from. So there's not necessarily a minimum. What I think you have to do is to understand the phase of finance that you are in. And, you know, I made the mistake of telling one of my pilots, he flies the big 777 Dreamliner thingies.
Airplane.
I made the mistake of telling him that nothing changed from the time I got on the plane to the time I landed. And he went through a an hour and 50 minute dissertation over the different things that he had to do at different levels, at different periods, and the things that he had to be prepared for that could occur along the way. And what I have found is most people look at their statements, regardless of their age, in the same way, and that is an absolute mistake. The bottom line is you start off in an accumulation mode where your objectives are saving the right percentage of your income, and then number two is building tax diversification, which means you have some money that's tax-free. You know, we're 20 years out from the Roth being created. It's you can't say that you didn't know now. It's 20 years later, right?
Yep.
You need some tax-free money, you need some tax-deferred money, and you need some money that's after tax. Eventually, you're going to get through a period of time that I call preservation. Consolidation is perhaps another good word, where your money just, you're still adding, but it doesn't matter as much as what you've already saved. And that's the only time that average return really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you go to distribution,
right.
And that's where you start pulling the money out. So when do you know that you have enough? And I think that the key to that, and that's where you have to understand, yes, I'm a certified financial planner. Yes, I'm an assistant professor from Purdue University, but I've done this for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are periods of times where all three of the professional, the academic, and the life experience come into play and work together. And there's times where they don't. And when I hear somebody say, I need 70% of my income in order to be able to retire,
right.
Gray hairs grow, heart rates go up. I just get livid. academically, maybe. I'm not even sure that's right. But I will tell you from experience, my job is to replace 100% of your standard of living.
Right.
So if you make $200,000 a year and you spend $3,000 a month, I've got to replace $3,000 a month. I've got to be prepared to replace that as inflation increases. I've got to be able to prepare for that and replace that based on the taxation that it's going to come from. I don't have to worry about 70% or 140 grand to $200,000. What an arbitrary nonsense that is.
Does it not also depend on where you live and what, because
but part of that would depend on how much money you need for your standard of living.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
In Anderson, Indiana, it doesn't take a lot to live.
Mm-mm.
Right.
No.
We live here. That's the choice. You don't need $100,000 a year to have a great retirement
right.
in East Central Indiana. It's not required. In New York City, I'd probably be a pauper.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right.
I'd be on a park bench.
But that's the reason in this article, if it was CNBC, you can't look at a number at the bottom of the list, your report, and say, okay, now there's enough. Now there's enough in the bank to last me. You don't know a lot of things you don't know about.
There are a lot of when a family's in here, I call it the bad news bears. And I don't know if you remember when the Bad News Bears coach wrote up the word assumption.
Oh, yes.
And then he said, this can make a this out of me and out of you.
Right.
Uh-huh. And and that's my problem with some of the extrapolations that we have of numbers that go up there of assumptions. You change one variable and you have a huge, huge difference in result. And so you have to pay attention to the inputs, inflation, tax rate, assumed investment rate return, assumed percentage amount of savings. But the big thing I will tell you about what I call quote unquote retirement, which most people don't ever do. They do something different. They change their occupation. But it's not something it's just different. What I will tell you is when you look at that and understand what's happening is you have a different type of expenditure. You have a social expenditure and you have a fixed expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 95, and folks, many of you listening to the show today will be 95 at some point in time.
That's true.
And you're going to need to eat. You're going to need to pay for shelter. You're going to need to pay for property taxes. That they're not going to go away.
No.
But your desire to go see the Grand Canyon is going to diminish the older that you get.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the mistakes that I made from the CFP world, from the academic world, and helping people save and accumulate money when they retired at 62 or 65, is I've now got a lot of 90-year-olds with a lot of money and not a lot of life. And so we do things different here. We think about retirement. We don't just act based on Social Security models and based on other things that are going on. Hey, folks, we appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to call us, 800-928-4001. We'll say goodbye for the week. Have a great week. We'll see you again soon. Take care. Bye now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.